The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
All right, here we go once again, guys. It is the Doc Love Show, and you know, I'll tell you what, this is just the show that you want to go to, because and here's why. This is not a show about how to date, how to find a real woman, what we call a kind, flexible giver that's self-reliant and has integrity, or even how to keep that great lady. Oh, sure, we get into all that. But the real crux of this show is coaching you how to live and be the guy that can meet and keep Ms. Wright, that girl I just described. She is the most formidable force you're going to run across in your life. She's sweet and supportive, sure, but this lady has a ton to offer and is looking for her equal, someone she can respect and someone she doesn't have to waste time on trying to show the ropes to. You better come as a complete gentleman to her, because otherwise you have no shot. That's what we're here for, to show you how to meet and keep this awesome woman and improve your life. What do you say, Doc?
Exactly. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to put together good people with good people. You mentioned that a couple of weeks ago on a show. And what the main thing is this: we've got to keep this woman in love. We got to find her, and then we got to make sure she stays in love. I got a call from a guy today. He had the book in 93, excuse me. Now he needs phone coaching. He didn't continue the maintenance program with his wife, and she moved out. He says, I should have kept studying. I didn't study. Now my three kids are living with my mother-in-law. And I said, you had the book, man. You had it. He said, well, you know, after I got her, you know, I realized that, you know, I didn't need the book anymore. And I said, 7 pages a night for the rest of your life. Sad.
You know what I always say, Doc?
That's my job, to coach these guys.
What I say, Doc, is you never take a giver for granted. Because you meet a girl. I mean, Ms. Wright is a pretty rare commodity. I shouldn't even say it like that, not commodity, but she's pretty rare. Running into her is a rare occurrence in your life. And when you do find her and she's in love and interest level is conditional, then, and you've got that book, you've got the system, you know exactly what to do, you know why she fell in love. That's the thing about it. You know why she fell in love. So, man, keep it up.
That's what you got to do, man. Otherwise, you know, she says, you know, I just don't know. I don't feel anything anymore. You know, it's not you, it's me. Can we just kind of break it off for a month and then we'll get back together? Adios, baby. You know, it's too bad. That's what she's telling you. But you owned her at one time. She was all over you at one time. But then what happened? You got sloppy. You took her for granted. Or you're a wimp and you gave in all the time. Or you're a macho boy and you tried to dominate her.
You can't do any of that.
You're going to be with somebody for a long, long time. And this is what the system is about. We got to get you to the right one.
And you know what the saddest part about it is, too, Doc? Is that not only did you have her at one time, but the interest level didn't go from, you know, if she married you, if she's in love with you and you're a system guy, her interest level was in the 90s at one point. It didn't all of a sudden go from like 95 to, you know, 45. There was a lot of steps in between there. So not only did he not do the maintenance program, but he never watched or paid attention to that interest level going down. You've got to keep paying attention.
Yeah, see, my students who are sharp, when that goes from 95 to 85, they back off. And there's an old saying, check yourself before you wreck yourself, and they see it. But the guys without the system, you know, they see the interest level drop when it goes from 95 to 25, I mean 95 to 55, and they're barely hanging in there. And look at what's around the corner, 49%. And when it goes 51, 49%. It's all over. All the money, all the time you spent with this girl, and now look at you. Now you got a broken heart. But you had it. You know what it reminds me of? Dropping the football 1 yard, just tripping 1 yard before you get to the goal, and you don't get the 6 points. That's what it reminds me of.
Actually, Doc, I have an even more pointed analogy to that. It's like being at the 1 yard line and starting to celebrate before you put the ball in the end zone and then dropping the ball.
There's another one. There's another one. Big shot-itis. Some guys, when they get a beautiful girl, they get real frisky and cocky rather than be humble and say, "Hey, man, I'm lucky to have this girl, and I know it." And then that, you could have that big grin on the inside of you, but don't do it on the outside of you.
You know, and one more thing, Doc. It's the little things that you do. You know, when you have a flexible giver in your life, it's the little things that mean things. It's the little things that mean something to her. It's the little gestures. It's not the grandiose things you're going to do on the holidays or you take her on vacation or stuff like that. But it's that constant flow of attention. And not to the point where you're spending your whole life paying attention to her, but just so that she knows that she is a important part of your life. And I know a couple where the guy makes sure that he's always got her on his mind. He's just thinking of little ways that he can make her happy, and vice versa. You don't have to go over the top, but it's something that you better pay attention.
Hey, you buy her a silly T-shirt with a penguin on it or something. You know what I mean? Cost you $12. And you give that to her. One day you tell her, "You know, honey, I'm so happy that you found me." And then give her a kiss. "I'm so happy that you found me." And then you walk off for 24 hours. She's cool now. You don't have to give her 80 compliments that day. You just have to give her 6 or 7 seconds, a little peck on the cheek and one little teeny compliment. And she's happy. She says, "Boy, I can't wait to see my girlfriends." Then when she goes out with her girlfriends, the girlfriends say, "I wish my husband would do that. I haven't got a compliment or a kiss from him in the last 6 months." What are those women's interest level versus the other woman that's saying, "Yeah, once a day, I don't know, he says something about how good my looking clothes. The other day he told me I should be in an Elle magazine." You know, and I know I could never get in there, even with all the makeup. But the point is this. He's thoughtful. He's considerate on a consistent basis. And you married somebody, and it's romantic love, and you got to keep it romantic. She's not your sister, and that's what she turns into if you don't do what I tell you.
And keep it. Those are two things, Doc. You keep it consistent, and then you also, to me, if you find this caliber of woman, and she falls in love with you, if you're not willing to do those things, and in fact, it's not even willing. It's not even a chore. You've got a great woman in your life. You should be excited to do those things for her.
You should want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you get married, it says I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you. Well, loving you isn't saying I love you after you got in a big argument. That's what most guys think. Well, I told her I love her. Yeah, what, 6 months ago after a big argument? Does it work? She sets the tone in the home. And you know that when your girlfriend's not in a good mood, you know it. Then you go out and she's quiet up during the whole date. You're thinking, "Well, what did I do wrong last time?" You
right.
don't want to get in that predicament. Prevention.
Because they leave now.
You see, the last 150 years before the feminists awakened the sleeping giant in 1970, they implied, if you're miserable, it's his fault. Sorry to say, they're right. So don't give her any ammo. There are happily married women out there. There are girlfriends out there. They've been with the guys a year, year and a half. They can't wait to get married to this guy because he does the little things.
And if you're not willing to do that, then, I hate to say it, stop listening to this show. Don't follow the system, because that's exactly what the system's going to tell you to do. But I'll tell you what, if you do follow the system, if you do follow the show, if you join the Doc Love Club, you get the system, you get all that stuff, you cannot believe, and Doc, you've heard this from guys all over the world, you cannot believe when you have a flexible giver in love how well she is going to treat you.
And isn't that great? Boy, when a guy has a woman who is a great person, who idolizes you because their interest level's in the 90s, do you realize the minority you're in? Do you realize how lucky you are, how fortunate you are? don't ever take them for granted.
No. And we wrote an article about that. By the way, guys, yeah. get that Doc Love Club.
Yeah.
DocLoveClub.com. Well, I was just going to say, Doc, DocLoveClub.com, because, you know, we wrote an article about that. Never take a giver for granted.
Yeah.
And all sorts of other good stuff. But I know what, going to move on to a cool role model.
Hey, I was thinking, Jeff, you know, we're stacked, lined up here. Would you like just to skip this way and then toward the end if we have a break?
Yeah, if we have a break. If not,
I'd like to get to the callers. That's all right with
sure,
you.
Sure, we'll have that for next week then if we don't get to the calls. Because, guys, and here's the thing about it, and the reason we're so anxious to get to your calls, and I want to let you know, especially if you're new to this show, this is a community of guys. This is a place where you are welcome. This is a place where we are backing you up. We want you to meet and keep Ms. Wright, that girl we were just talking about. And that book the Doc is talking about, The System, you're going to hear it quite a bit tonight. The System is at DocLove.com. It's the crux of our show. It's changed the lives of thousands of men and women around the world. Definitely you should get it at DocLove.com. And then you can call every single week and you can get the coaching on that book. You can talk to the author live. So how great is that? 855-345-7465 is the U.S. toll-free phone number, 855-345-7465. Or you can go international, Alaska and Hawaii at 646-668-8937, 646-668-8937. Okay, 1030. That is the last four digits of your number, 1030. You are on the air with Doc Love. We just need your name, we need your age, and we need where you're calling from, and you can ask questions to Doc. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Doc. It's good to be on the show again. My name is Derek. I'm 30, and I'm from Los Angeles.
Derek, what's up?
Hello, Doc. It's great to speak with you again. I have a question. I think I already know the answer, but I just kind of want to get your confirmation on this. I met a girl, we went on 5 dates. On all the dates, I tried to stick to the system as much as I possibly could, trying to keep her laughing, trying to keep it light and funny. I was a gentleman, I was holding the door open for her, you know, getting the car door and whatnot. And every time after we hung out, she would say she couldn't see me again. I would wait the 5 to 9 days to give her a call. She said she'd want to see me soon. And every time I'd set a date, she would always agree to it. There was no counter offer, no nothing. So she actually flew home. I will say, and it was my fault, we became intimate early on. We were intimate on the 4th date. We hung out afterwards, and we just went to go get some ice cream and hang out by the beach before she was flying to Mexico. And then before she left, she basically told me, once you get back, she can't wait to spend the night. So I was assuming that sounds like high interest. She left for a week. She came back. A couple days after she came back, I gave her a call. And I didn't hear back from her for 8 hours. I gave her a phone call, and then she sent me a text. And her text read, "Hey, you, I've been thrown through a loop today with my roommate moving out and catching up on a few projects. But I'll try and give you a call back tomorrow. I hope to have more time next week to see your darling face." And this was on Monday, and I haven't heard back from her. And I was just curious.
It's not good. Remember what I tell you? Until we get to 8 to 10 or 12 dates?
Right.
But, you know, maybe she... You have to... It's a red flag.
Yes.
But she calls you up, you act like nothing happened. But she has to call you, right? It's her turn.
Oh, yeah. Well, she told me that she
has to come
and call me back. But she had to call me back.
When did she get back from Mexico? What day?
She got back on Saturday, and I called her Monday afternoon.
Well, that should have been time for her to unpack and get everything.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let it ride, but it's a red flag. Hopefully this will pass.
Okay.
It's either one thing. She's not organized, she forgot, or she has low interest level.
Right.
That's a thing. I mean, the girl's all over you. And yet, after 3 days, she doesn't return a phone call? See, I don't like that. So it's a big red flag.
Right.
You outweighed her. And,
okay.
when she makes the date, don't make the date for 4 or 5 days later. Make it like 9 or 10 days later, where she's climbing the wall because she's going through withdrawals because she misses you.
Okay.
You don't reward red flags, but there's a way you can show her, and that is by waiting longer. You know,
okay.
Don't call her after 5 days. Call her after 9 days, or set the date up for 8 or 9 days later. But it's not a good sign. You leave a message, and the girl's in Mexico. She's waiting to see you, dying to see you when you get back. It's not a good sign. We got to hope this is the first and last time it happens, and it was a bump in the road.
Right.
That's what we're hoping for. But technically, it's a red flag.
Okay.
You know what you can do when she returns the phone call? You wait 3 days to return it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes
sense. That's what you do.
Right.
Yeah, she leaves a message for you tomorrow, then you phone her Sunday.
Okay.
Maybe she'll put two together and say, gee, now I know what it feels like.
Right. Right.
In sales, they call this educating the client.
Right. Non-directly, of course, yeah.
Right.